Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Kamala Harris has sharply attacked Donald Trump in her first rally address as a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, saying she would proudly set her record against Donald Trump's. Speaking in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Ms. Harris said she would stop what she called Mr. Trump's extreme abortion bans and vowed to keep people safe from gun violence. From Washington, here's David Willis.
This was a punchy, enthusiastic and uplifting speech by a candidate who has moved swiftly to galvanise the support of her party and inject fresh hope into what had been a faltering Democratic presidential campaign. It followed news that within the space of around 32 hours, Kamala Harris had secured the support of sufficient state delegates to guarantee her party's presidential nomination and attracted more than $100 million in donations for her campaign, much of it apparently coming from first-time donors.
Hundreds of Jewish activists from around the United States have staged a protest inside the U.S. Capitol building, saying they oppose a visit to Washington by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here's Tom Bateman.
As we showed up in this part of the building, there were still around 100 or so protesters on the floor of the rotunda here, some of them being led away by that stage, but others still here. The US Capitol Police had arrived in force by that point. They were cuffing them behind their backs, pulling people up and taking them away to be processed, being arrested one by one and moved outside of the building. One of the protesters I spoke to said that there were 500 American Jews from all over the US that had come here explicitly to protest Benjamin Netanyahu's visit.
Dozens of anti-corruption protesters have been detained in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. More details from Will Leonardo.
Ugandan police descended on the protesters, forcefully loading people into the back of trucks and driving them away with sirens wailing. The demonstration had been banned beforehand, nominally because of security risks. Those arrested were quickly charged with counts including being a common nuisance. Dissent is rarely allowed to take hold in Uganda, which has been governed by President Yoweri Museveni with an iron fist for almost four decades. Those taking part are angry about corruption, which they say is rampant in the East African country. The young demonstrators say they're looking to neighbouring Kenya for inspiration. Huge rallies there were met by a violent police clampdown, but also forced the president to abandon planned tax rises.
Sudan's Rapid Support Forces paramilitary says it will take part in ceasefire talks mediated by the United States in Switzerland next month. The latest attempt to end the devastating civil war in Sudan was announced earlier by Washington. The Sudanese army have yet to respond. World News from the BBC. Spanish officials say at least eight people have been killed after the crew of a Spanish fishing vessel had to abandon their sinking ship east of the Falkland Islands. 27 crew members had taken to life rafts after the Argos Georgia started taking on water on Monday. Earlier, Spain's Foreign Minister José Manuel Albares said 14 people had been rescued. The United Nations says more than 150,000 people have fled Khan Yunis in southern Gaza since Monday. The Israeli army issued an evacuation order for parts of the city and reduced the size of Al-Mawasi, a designated humanitarian zone, claiming it was being used by Hamas fighters. The British government is to send about 55 failed Vietnamese asylum seekers back to Vietnam on Wednesday. Migrants are being deported under a returns agreement. Britain's new Labour government scrapped an earlier scheme by the former Conservative government to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. Funds for the Rwanda scheme will now be used for the Vietnamese deportations. The Romanian president, Klaus Iohannis, has approved a new law allowing the resumption of bear hunting. Romania has an estimated bear population of 8,000. The measure was introduced after a 19-year-old woman hiking in the Bucegi Mountains was killed earlier this month. Nick Thorpe reports.
The law will allow what's called the preventative shooting of 426 bears till the end of 2025. And the shooting of another 55 bears identified as threatening humans. The government and hunters' organisations say the measure is needed because bears have come to see humans as a source of food. Wildlife groups argue that the new law will not solve bear-human conflicts, as the wrong bears, those that cause no problems for humans, will be shot unnecessarily.
That's the latest BBC News.